Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to our Heart Center Heart Share class for the month of July. Our host tonight is going to be Maria Ramirez from Jacksonville, Florida. And our featured heart stream is from the Goddess of Liberty from August the 8th, 2018. And it's very timely message. I mean, it could have been given yesterday from just reading through this, getting ready for the class. It's very timely stuff. It's all about immigration and God gratitude. Anyway, it's got some great stuff. I will now turn it over to beloved Maria. I'm going to mute everyone. And Maria, you press star 6 to unmute yourself, okay?
Hey. Hello, everybody. This is Maria Ramirez. I'll be facilitating the meeting tonight. And so, tonight, we are honored to hear from our beloved Goddess of Liberty, as Barbara stated, and who gives a teaching on immigration and gratitude. At the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, please stay to find out what's happening in our community and how we can benefit. Ask any questions, share any insight and experience you have had. Give us your prayers, requests for your family, for yourself, and join us in prayer at the end of the meeting. Our mission and vision now is what we're going to say, so if you have that ready, please say it with me. And I will read our mission and vision statement. See if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our heart-centered community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teaching and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature. Using solar sciences of the spirit, we radiate light and we live and love us one. Now I'm going to say an invocation and I'm going to invite everyone to read the following prayer from the invitation they have received. So if you look in your paper that you have received, you will read this with me, okay? Now I'm going to say in the name of our I Am Presence, we call to beloved Goddess of Liberty, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising us higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legion, thank you for protecting us tonight physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing our class those souls who are eager for more love and light and a desire to obey God. Amen. And so we will sing a song now together, song number 106, My Country, Taste of Thee. You should have either received this song by snail mail or email. As we sing, visualize golden light radiating out from the sun to each of us in our homes surrounding us in dazzling golden light. Feel the love of our Father and Mother God lifting up and invigorating us. Now Barbara and Philip play the harping. Will play the harping for us, and they will begin it and end it. And then Nancy will share the announcement. But she says how to take part in any of the activities and invites all to stay afterward to share experiences, questions, prayers, requests. Then Barbara will lead the prayer requests and sharing time with us and praying together. She invites people to join us in prayer and to unmute their phones when speaking, to mute them when finished by clicking star number 6. Thank you. Now, take it over, Barbara.
Okay, thank you, beloved Maria. I'm going to go ahead and play. Our song is song number 106, My Country, Tis of Thee. I don't know if you'll be able to hear this because we're playing this off of my computer, so it's a little different tonight. If it sounds too terrible, we'll just read it as a poem or something. So let me give it a try here.
Okay.
mute, Maria. Songs. I just, the lyrics to that are so meaningful to me personally. Now, let's see, I just let someone else in. Well, like I said, our heart stream tonight is from the Goddess of Liberty. It's from August 8th, 2018. So, 5 years ago, but I mean, it could have been given yesterday. It's so timely. Well, I'm going to go ahead and turn on the heart stream now. Let's see. Find a place to click here. Hold on. Okay. Bear with me. This is the first time I've ever been in charge of the whole thing, so I'm doing the best I can here.
Hearts of Land, Heart Friends have requested that the Goddess of Liberty address us. And this heart stream is scheduled for this evening. However, I have an unforeseen opportunity to be with someone special today at that very time. And so during our meditation, I was shown a vision from the Goddess of Liberty, which I'd like to share with you. As we know, the Goddess of Liberty is an iconic figure for the United States and for America in the harbor of New York. And she represents those who come to immigrate to the United States. And she was there as a beacon of hope and opportunity for them when they arrived on our shores, many in the last two centuries, and they're still coming. What she would like to share is that as a member of the Karmic Board, when people come before the Karmic Board and have their life review, or even just during their life review in general, there are a number of things that are shown very clearly in the life review that allow the person, the soul, to understand what has transpired in a given life and the progress that has been made and the opportunities that were there and then what is next.
We will now have our wonderful heart friend Lenore answer question number one.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the members of the Karmic Board and what is their function?
Okay, thank you, Barbara. The members of the Karmic Board, also known as the Lords of Karma, are the Divine Director, the Goddess of Liberty, Nada, Cyclopea, Pallas Athena, Portia, Kuan Yin, and Vairochana. The Karmic Board is a heavenly council that deliberates ways to best assist the citizens of Earth in dealing with the weight of the karmic burden upon this planet. The Karmic Board has the function of overseeing mankind's karmic return, and they oversee the great cycles that our Earth goes through. Shana Kamara once said, quote, "Now there is a great adjustment of cycles within the Earth at our call to the Karmic Board and the 420 elders." Close, close, quote. Ultimately, they dictate the holy will of God. The Ascended Masters at times go before the Karmic Board to ask for certain dispensations of grace and opportunities and seek new endowments of light. Sometimes the Masters tell us of dispensations that they've received from the Karmic Board on our behalf. Saint Germain had said that he was able to deliver to mankind a gift of the Violet Flame by dispensation from the Karmic Board. As we've been told, and as it was just stated in the heart stream, we individually go before the Karmic Board before in each incarnation and discuss our upcoming lifetime, our life plan, and what we vow to accomplish. And at the end of each lifetime, we again appear before them for our life review. Okay, thank you, Barbara.
Thanks, Lenore. That was very thorough. Thank you. Now we will.
You're welcome.
We'll continue with the heart stream now.
And so the person is self-judged by their higher self, by how much they have given, how much they have grown, how much they have become more godlike. So we have the three G's, how much they have given, how much they have grown in spirituality and consciousness and understanding, and how much, therefore, they have become more godlike. So these three G's could relate to the G in goddess. Likewise, they are shown how much they have learned, how much they have lifted others, and how much they have loved. And the learning, hopefully they've gained greater self-mastery, and lifting others through giving, they see just how much they may have balanced their karma that they may have had with others. And then through loving, most important of all the virtues, they do indeed become more godlike because God is love. So there you have the three L's for liberty. So how much they have given, grown and become godlike, the G for goddess, how much they have learned, lifted others, and loved, the L of Liberty. So it's an easy way to remember when we think of the Goddess of Liberty, how we self-assess under our own I Am Presence, our God Self, and then if we have fulfilled our divine plan, balanced enough karma, balanced our psychology, balanced our threefold flame, all these requirements, and we've become more and more godlike, where we have really sought to unite ourselves with our divine presence through giving and loving and serving and becoming godlike, mastering ourselves, then hopefully we will earn the ascension and move on to the next cycle of opportunity.
I will now answer question number two. what are the steps we can take to earn our ascension? Well, Liberty put it out plain and simple. There's a whole list of things that we can do, fulfill our divine plan, balance enough karma. And right now we have, in this cycle, we have the opportunity to, we have to balance a minimum of 51%. Back in the day, as they say 100 years or so ago, and before, you had to balance 100% of your karma on the earth plane before you could ascend. So, what a great boon it is to have the opportunity to balance the rest of your karma on the other side, so to speak. So if you balance at least 51% of your karma, balance your psychology, balance the three plumes of love, wisdom, and power of your threefold flame, become more and more godlike by really trying to unite with your divine presence, and by loving service and mastering yourself, overcoming bad habits, all those kinds of things. We know what to do. We can be eligible for the ascension. It is still an act of grace. It's not like, you know, ante up with your money and then they'll let you in. You know, it's still up to God completely. And we have the opportunity to step through the veil and move on to the next cycle of opportunity, as Liberty says. Let's now continue with the heart stream.
Now, we've been told that immigration means I am gratitude in action. I am gratitude in action, immigration. And it's interesting that the Goddess of Liberty, representing many immigrants for the whole process of immigration, is there with the Book of the Law and the torch, the flame, the eternal flame. What she says today is that those who come to our shores, those who seek to immigrate or be here, either are givers or takers. They've come to, of course, have a greater opportunity so that they can receive greater abundance, yet are they just takers or givers? When you give, you receive, and therefore when you have your talents, your gifts that you use righteously, then you naturally receive, and this is a great process. So there are the users and the abusers, those who use the opportunity presented to give, and therefore they receive much. And there are the abusers, those who seek only to take, to steal, to usurp, etc. Any nation has the right to assess when people come whether they really are going to be givers or takers, users or abusers. And so it seems to me that if I were to emigrate to another country, I would be assessed and looked at in terms of what are my abilities and what can I offer that country. John Kennedy quoted another saying, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And this really should be how we assess those who come to these shores, or how any nation assesses those who come. Are they coming only to abuse the system, use the system for their own ends, or are they there to really give and share something of their gifts and talents to raise all within that nation, within that country? We have a crisis around the planet with people immigrating to many nations. And how do we resolve this? We assess whether people are really there only to receive to take what that country has, or whether they are there also to give, and to righteously enter into the immigration process in order to raise all up, everyone, their families, their communities, everyone. You hear many stories of wonderful immigrants who have become citizens, who have earned the right to be citizens through their givingness and through their study and taking tests, etc., going through the process. And typically they are very, very grateful for the opportunity to live in a nation with these great opportunities. Now we are in the cycle of Leo, and what is the virtue? God, gratitude. So if immigration is I am gratitude in action, we should really have this as one of the highest principles and values to look at in terms of when people immigrate, are they grateful? And how will they express that gratitude in action within a nation?
And now we have question number 3. What is the inner meaning of the word immigration, which we have been heard answered by the Goddess of Liberty. Maria, I'm going to also give you an addendum to this question. And do you think that most people that are coming through our southern border, do you think they have any idea about contributing to this country? Or are they here? Are they takers or givers or a combination of both? What's your opinion on that?
Thank you. Yeah, that's a lot to think about. That unfortunately, I think they're more takers than givers, and it has created quite a bit of iniquities in this country. But anyway, as we heard, you know, from that Goddess of Liberty, that immigration means gratitude in action, The other meaning for it from the encyclopedia, it says the action of coming to live permanently in a foreign country, or simply the process of moving to a new country or region with the intention of staying and living there. Usually people do this because of conflict in their countries, to find jobs, education, and to bring their families to live in a safe country. But nowadays, you know, they're taking our borders to just come right through it, and they're not really very grateful. I know that I come from an island of Puerto Rico, and though we were given the privileges of being American citizens, still, when I left my country or my little island to move here with my family, my mother came with my father, and there was 8 children. We all came together in a plane, and it was a horrible trip for me anyway. But anyway, I was very grateful to be here. At first, I missed my country very, very much because I lived there. I loved the ocean and the palm trees, and I loved the little island. And then I came to New York City, and everything was concrete. No trees, no grass. But then I discovered Central Park, and I was happy. But anyway, I was happy. My family was happy, and they were grateful. My father and my brothers all served in the United States Army and Navy. All my sons served in this country, in the Army, the Navy, the Marines. We're all over grateful for being here, and we have served. So that's what I think, you know, that people should do, in being grateful. And can you hear me? I don't know if I touched something.
No, you're fine.
Okay. So anyway, that's how we showed our gratitude. My father, my brothers, my sons, my nephews, everybody in our family. My daughter, one of my daughters served too, and in the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, a grandson. Oh my God, all of us. And we love this country and we serve our country, you know, and I'm grateful because I was well educated in here and my children. And like I say, that's what, how we should express, you know, but nowadays there's too many takers, more than the givers. And that's a shame. And I'm really that makes us sad. But one thing we have here is in our group is that we say plenty of prayers and things will change one day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Maria, and congratulations to all of your service member families. Nobody in my family history had been in the military since the Civil War. And so until my generation and my sister.
Yeah, Joanne. Joanne's son retired from the Marines.
Uh-huh.
Just recently, last year I think.
24 years.
Wow, a lifer. Yeah. Absolutely.
And one of my sons he's Command Sergeant Major. And
wow.
He's still active after 42 years now.
Oh my heaven.
They don't let him retire. They do not let him retire. He's that good.
Well, Mr. Phil, he served 20 years in the Air Force. But there are many other ways too to give service to this nation just by being a good citizen, by working at a job,
exactly.
Running a business, raising
exactly.
a family, doing something to contribute to life. You know, there are many, many ways to do it, not just to be in the
military.
But that's a wonderful way that is a doorway to opportunity for a number of people, especially immigrants, which I think is great. But let's go on with the heart stream now.
Let's.
So we know that many people come here to get away from other situations which may not be so great in other countries. When they seek opportunity, they seek economic opportunity. Yet there must also be the responsibility and the accountability as a citizen or a potential citizen for that person to use what we offer righteously in order to be a righteous user rather than an abuser. So I think that any government, any of our representatives have a right to call to task those who have come here simply to abuse liberty and the opportunities we have within our nation, and that they must follow our laws. They must follow what we have in place to become citizens. The Goddess of Liberty would like to state to me in a very, very directly to our leaders and the leaders at the national level and at the state level and at the local level, that if you do not uphold the law and what is in the book of the law that the Goddess of Liberty holds, that you will be called to task for what you promote in terms of lawlessness and chaos and confusion. And so a righteous leader does abide by cosmic law and divine jurisprudence within the courts of mankind, within their nations, and within their states and at the local level. So any representative who promotes lawlessness or not following the divine rule of justice and law will be called to task before the karmic board, because they are, in effect, promulgating and promoting lawlessness and injustice. And we see this now rampant, and the Goddess of Liberty is not mincing any words, in the more radical elements of the Democratic Party in California and throughout the United States. And she's not mincing any words. She's calling to task anyone who is doing this to spite our laws, our justice system, and to abuse what America represents as a country of people who live by the law, who live by the truth, by the way of the Christ, or are meant to be. And so she is, in effect today, releasing light, this golden liquid light, to illumine all so that they may understand the dynamics at play in this situation, so that they will not make the karma of creating greater chaos, confusion, and a downward spiral that will eventuate in great injustice toward the citizens of this nation in various areas or throughout this nation. Now, does this mean that America has not engaged in injustice in the past? Of course not. We know our history. We know what is taught in our books and sometimes what is not taught. Yet this does not mean that we have a right to abuse what America represents, what our founding fathers and mothers created, in order for there to be an opportunity for equality under the law, a great justice system, and what our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution have provided for us as opportunity for self-mastery, for the initiatic path, and for our ascension through giving, becoming godlike, growing, through learning and lifting others and loving. So as the Goddess of Liberty stands to represent truth, justice, the American way, freedom, and liberty, so we can do the same. And we can speak the truth. We can speak of righteousness, call our leaders to righteousness, call all to righteousness and the right use of the law, so that America can maintain her dispensation of grace from God to exist as a nation founded under God, indivisible, with freedom and justice for all, as our Pledge of Allegiance states. What do we pledge allegiance to? It is not just to a flag or to a nation itself. It is to the concept of eternal freedom and liberty and justice. It is to the principles and values that the flag represents, not just a token of them.
And now Nancy will answer question number 4. When we say the Pledge of Allegiance, what are we really pledging allegiance to? Go ahead, Nancy. You have to press *6 to unmute yourself.
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I'm very excited to talk about our flag because I love the American flag very, very much. And so I thought that before I answered this question, it would be lovely if you wanted to join me in actually saying the Pledge of Allegiance. It's quite short. Many of us grew up, which they don't do now, saying the Pledge of Allegiance at the beginning of school, the school day. And so let's just say it and think about the words, and then, of course, I'll give a little explanation. So I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. So, we don't usually say amen after, but that is such a great prayer. Yeah, there you go. You kind of have to want, you kind of say amen if you're really thinking about what you're saying. So, of course, we're not giving allegiance to the actual flag, although it is a sacred cloth, and we have it in reverence, and we fold it in reverence, and And I have spent a lot of my childhood with flags, at camp, baseball, and other activities where the flag was present. And so we're actually giving allegiance to, of course, what it stands for. It stands for freedom and liberty and justice and to the principles and values that that flag represents. The United States of America, if you unscramble or scramble the letters of America, many of us know it means I am race. So you can say I am race, which are the light bearers and the I am race that are destined to lead the world by example to righteousness and justice and to give opportunity here in this great country of America that should be really appreciated. And we will get back to that. I grew up in New York, and I just want to share, I've always loved the Statue of Liberty. When I was young, maybe 10 years old, I think it was the first time I went, and I got to climb all the way up. That's way back when they used to allow you to go up into the crown. So I walked all the way up into the crown inside the Statue of Liberty, went back there a couple of times, and when I was older, visited, spent more time on Ellis Island itself, which is where the Statue of Liberty is, looking at immigration. And my husband found his great-grandfather's, or maybe his grandfather's name and there as an immigrant. And then my own grandfather, he didn't exactly immigrate, but he came here to visit an aunt when he was a teenager and never went back. So the rest of his family, I'll tell you why. The rest of his family perished at the hands of the Nazis in the concentration camps. And so the fact that he was able to come to this country and be free, and, of course, because he did that, then myself and my family came from that. It's really an amazing, amazing place where people from all different nations come. And, again, growing up in New York City area in Brooklyn, you know, it was definitely I saw the melting pot every day. On the subway, when I rode the subway. So the flag represents what this country represents, which is freedom, liberty, and justice for all. So thank you for the opportunity to share.
Thank you, Nancy. Great, great story. Thanks for sharing some of your life history, too. Well, let us go on now with the heartstring.
We see those who, in their hearts, hate America, who live here. They hate what some people feel that America is, who are here. And the Goddess of Liberty is showing a vision of how many of these individuals have been takers and abusers and haters in the past. And though they may be famous, they may be sports stars, they may be politicians, they may be movie stars, etc., by and large, many of them have been those who have misused the light in the past, have not understood the initiatic path, have abused opportunity, and now all that they spew out is divisive, spiteful, and hateful towards our current president, towards those who are more conservative, etc. Now, of course, there are those on the right who do the same thing, and I'm not making just a sweeping generalization. But I see very clearly from the viewpoint of the Goddess of Liberty and the Karmic Board that those who are creating division and hatred and are continuing to stir up this divisiveness are being called to task by the Karmic Board, and they will have to speak to their actions and that divisiveness. And this is especially rampant in Hollywood, to the point where even recently not that it means a lot, but the star that has been given to Donald Trump in Hollywood or in, you know, the walkway or whatever, twice was defaced, and now a local council has decided that they do not even want it there. It's not so much what they decided. It's what that represents in terms of who this president represents now, which is the law and the return to law, divine order. Regardless of what people think about his personality, this is what this president represents. And the Goddess of Liberty is showing me this vision today. Now, some who are more maybe liberal, if you want to use that term, may not like what I am sharing. But all I can do as a messenger is speak the truth of what I see. And this is what it is. It doesn't mean that our president is perfect in any way. Doesn't mean that any of us are perfect or any leaders are perfect. I'm simply speaking of what I see, what I was shown, and how we can resolve some of the crises we are in now by entering into the unity field of beingness rather than this divisiveness and this dualism that is tearing much of our society apart. The other thing that was shown to me earlier this morning upon arising was the misuse of our internet and certain platforms on the internet, and now what is transpiring, which is really akin to Nazism, which is the suppression of certain voices more on the conservative right, if you would like to call it that. This is a all-out attack on freedom of speech and the First Amendment, freedom of speech. And it is very, very troubling to the Karmic Board and to the sponsoring masters of the United States of America.
And now Donna will answer question 5. Why is the Goddess of Liberty concerned about the use of the internet? Go ahead, Donna. Press star 6 to unmute yourself. We don't hear you yet, Donna. We don't hear you yet, Donna.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, now we can. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, the misuse of the internet, suppression of certain voices, an attack on freedom of speech. As was said, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and others using their platforms to get information on us. Big Brothers, we have had a great deal of people trying to get your credit card and others' information. I know one of our heart friends that has happened to in the past 2 years many times. Stores have closed today and are forcing people to use the internet to buy whatever it is. This started big time when COVID showed up. Many well-known stores and others now have closed. 11 days ago, the broadcasters were given instructions by Saint Germain to make calls for Taiwan for 49 days for 20 to 30 minutes during their broadcast, blue protection and violet for transmutation, for 49 days. Taiwan dominates the world's supply of computer chips and semiconductors. Semiconductors are critical components that power electronics from computers and smartphones to brake sensors in cars. The production of chips involves a complex network of firms that are designed to make them, as well as those that supply the technology, materials, and machinery to do so. TSMC in Taiwan, world's largest foundry, uses solely on manufacturing 60% of this is from Taiwan, and has been it has been to produce for many cutting edge semiconductors. This was said by Don Wang, a technology analyst and research firm, Grave Gall, in a podcast by Singapore DBS Bank. If the Chinese take Taiwan, you can see the trouble we will be in with the internet. Please pray for Taiwan. Thank you.
Thank you for all that great information. Now we will continue on with the heart stream.
And we know that Facebook, Twitter, and now YouTube and others have been using their platforms to get information from us, and they have truly become Big Brother, to the point where my feeling is to just not use any of them, and to make a statement that we shall not be moved from the truth. And so you can choose what you desire to do. I feel that the Heart Center activity, although we use many social media, should look at actually, do we really require some of these? Do we require Twitter? Do we require using Facebook and using, now we have a lot on YouTube and we haven't been banned from that, but I can assure you that many are being banned, and some are the voices of freedom and the voices of justice and truth. And though some may think that some voices are toxic or divisive, I can assure you that the reason why some are intense is because of what is transpiring in the United States and the downward spiral of our country and our nation and our citizenry in general in certain areas and our government. So what can we do about this? Pray. So that's what we're going to do now. We're going to first sing to Beloved Son of Kumara, our Lord of Love, song number 22, pour out all of our love, and have there be such an infusion of light within our nation that everyone is called back to being godlike, to being virtuous, to being righteous. When we have a citizenry and a nation based on divine principles and values, that nation shall last for as long as God allows, because they are in accord with cosmic law, divine justice, divine jurisprudence. However, if we have a nation that forgets God, spits in the face of God, abuses opportunity for egoic purposes, then we see the desecration of the holy temple of light, the desecration of all that is beautiful and divine, as we see in Hollywood and in our media, and then we see the downward spiral. So we, as light bearers, light workers, light sharers, would like to transform and transmute and allow our nation and its peoples to transcend this dark state of duality and nihilism.
So this is the end of the discourse from the Goddess of Liberty. As you can see, the subject matter is very topical and timely, very apropos to what's been going on in our news today, this very week, this very year. These same issues that the Goddess of Liberty was talking about are still extant and something we need to continue praying about. So anybody who would like to join us in prayer for these things, join one of our groups or come to the morning services any day of the week. It's free on the internet every single day. 7 days a week, we have prayer services over the Heart Center website, which is www.heartcenter.org. And if you don't have a computer, you can join in by calling the number that's at the bottom of your invitation that you received by email or by snail mail, and dial in with your phone, and you can listen over your phone to the services if you don't have a computer. So anyway, now it is time for announcements, and Nancy is going to take care of her. After the prayer time here in a few moments, we can talk about that. What Donna did was usually once a year we would have a HeartShare class that was devoted completely to health topics, and people could send in their questions or topic suggestions ahead of time, and she would address those. And Nancy has graciously agreed to offer her expertise. And she and her husband Dan have recently purchased Maydell Goulart's property, the Healing Light Retreat in Paradise Valley, Montana, and she is on the board there and is instrumental in getting that place up and running and keeping it up and running. And she's very knowledgeable on many topics having to do with health and therapy and whatever. So if everyone's agreeable to that, we will probably do that for our December class, the last Thursday of December. So we'll see. We'll let you know a couple of months ahead of time if we go ahead and decide to do that, so you can prepare your questions and send them in. So now,